Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. How else would you spell it? We are here tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on a Sunday night, every Sunday, either live or replay, with Jody Bear. Jody Bear is a health coach, and that's how I met her originally. A friend of mine said, you got to talk to Jody. And for all those people that have ever had someone say, you got to talk to somebody, I'm kind of used to that, right? So I said, okay, I'll talk to Jody. And when I first spoke to her, there was something that happened. I just noticed that, like, wow, there was an electricity in the air, it felt like, or over the phone line. And I just said, wow, this gal's really something else. And she was telling me a little bit about what she was working on and what she was doing. And I'm like, kind of keeping score of different things that she was doing. And she told me she was, you know, a distributor and a health coach and helps people lose weight and blah, 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 and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, wow, she's got a lot of stuff going on. But really what I was listening for was her energy and her pace that she was at. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a hard time keeping up with this gal. And I don't have a hard time keeping up with anybody. So I'm like, oh my God, this gal is going to stretch my limits. So we've been working together ever since. And we've started doing this radio show. And it was really kind of interesting because for those people that are listening in, they can hear all the trials and tribulations that happen in everything that happens, whether it's the economy, whether it's health, whether it's COVID, whether it's all the other sort of things that happened. And we've been documenting her level of success on Building Fortunes Radio, and it's been a really great highlight for the people that are listening in. So if you're looking for a wonderful health coach, you want to talk to Jody. But here was the challenge. She's always moving. So we started talking about some things, and one thing led to another, and I said, maybe you can do some stuff on, you know, this, you can put on a webcam, and we can do some stuff, and that started her all over the place on conference call lines like Clubhouse, and then I showed her how to do some stuff with podcasts, and she was already, like, podcasting like a crazy lady, and then all of a sudden she's doing TV shows. She's like, what's next, Peter? I'm like, TV shows? Okay, good. She's doing TV shows, and she's been doing other stuff, and she says, you know, I was always wanting to write a book. So she wrote a book, and then she wrote lots of books, and then she wrote multinational best-selling books, and then she's had tons of co-authors, and we've been able to document all of the really cool things. And probably the most fun and the most magical experience of this whole thing is how many lives she's been able to influence and touch, including mine and my family's. So more so than I can even explain, we are here to talk about, you know, Jody Bear. She be also, oh, by the way, so she became a doctor. She got like a presidential award, like U.S. presidential award. I mean, she was all over the place. So I am no longer surprised when she tells me, guess what, Peter, we're going to be doing this. I'm like, no kidding. Let's go for it. And it's going to be big no matter what it is. And we always have a lot of fun, and we'll do some new stuff on this radio show as well. So having said that, Jody, Renee is here. So Renee, you're listening in. I'm keeping you muted out just while Jody does her usual introduction. And thanks for being here on your own radio show.
And Peter, my goodness gracious, I've got it. This is like tonight is the Academy Awards, and what I'm going to do is like, okay, you only have 90 seconds to do my accolades. I mean, this is an all-time long one. I mean, 3 minutes, oh my goodness, because you just know how to bring others out and to bring shine to others, and that's how you touch lives, Peter. That's how you touch my life, shown me the way, and you do it for countless other people. When you said you were going to do Building Fortunes Radio, you've showed us how to build, as I would say, healthopedia fortunes, and how do we build those fortunes in all six pillars of health: spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, social, and the financial. And frankly, Peter, just think about it. So it's going to be the Oscar nomination, 2 minutes or less. But I feel your passion. It's just so adorable. It's almost like, oh, really, Peter? But see, I could never do that much for you because you would never let me. But just know I have at least 3 minutes in there every single time that I think what your collaboration, your support, your guidance, your coaching, and just your servant heart has done for me, not only myself, but everyone that you've touched through Building Fortunes Radio. And tonight is no different because, as you know, not only is it the Oscars, but as you know, we all, except for a few people out in Hawaii and half of Indiana and I believe Arizona, they didn't spring their clocks forward, but everybody else did. So we're springing into new things. We're springing into something else. And guess what this something else is? From now on, we're going to include the influence of our platform. And we're going to spread the news thanks to collaboration with content creator Martin Pratt, who's been working with Peter. We are going to open up the lines at 9 o'clock. We're going to open up the lines to do Q&A. Always listen to the show, then Q&A. And tonight will be one of those times, because who knew that this little girl from Montana would find her talent in classical music, but health became my passion. And health became my passion throughout when I was expecting my bun in the oven with Lalechi Lee. You've heard the story. If you don't know me, well, you know enough about this. And yes, I've been doing this thing called health coaching now for 44. There's a foundational number in that, 4 plus 4. And why that is so important to me, because it was just persistence. If you have that passion, and I have that passion for health, what it meant was, frankly, I just knew that I had something to fulfill. And when I can humbly say that I'm known as America's top foundational health coach, and when I had my brick and mortar practice, over 30,000 clients have lost over 1 million pounds of toxic fat lost and kept it off in the COVID era. We were able to mitigate the effects of COVID during the major part of the pandemic to over 100,000 people, and 3,000 plus have now felt the effects of how you can restart with long COVID, restart, reclaim, and rejuvenate their lives. And that's what I've done. And with Healthopedia, it's like a friend of a friend, Peter. Manny Lopez, the network of influence, came into my life. And as you know, I have this Doctor Talk show, and it's once a month, and it's our Doctor Talk symposium. And I said to Manny, well, my mental health expert was not going to be able to continue because she was going to have to take a full-time position at a university. I said, Manny, who do you know? And he said, I know somebody that would be a perfect fit. Boy, howdy, was she a perfect fit. When you are around, like Les Brown says, like-minded, heart-centered, servant-driven leaders, you just find your tribe. And I fell in love with Renee Brown at first listen. I fell in love with her passion at first experience on our TV show, and it's been growing ever since, so that she was a sponsor for our Boca Raton retreat. She wrote and was a core member in our Healthopedia book, and now she is a core Women Essence ambassador for our women's book coming up and launching in August 8th. Is that enough to say, Renee? I will just say, now this is a cheer, Renee, but yay, yay for Renee, because that servant-driven leadership, knowing that she has the beautiful facility in Sandy, Utah. It's called Next Level Recovery, nextlevelrecovery.com, but she also has a grassroots recovery housing. And that's what she wrote in our book, Healthopedia, that's headed to be a New York Times bestseller. But what they do here is they treat underlying conditions like depression, anxiety, bipolar, and anything on that side of mental health, because mental health is your mental way of being, so you can be all that you can be. She has more stories, more case studies. I really believe that this solo book will be just bubbling forth with Renee because of these stories I've heard. But you're going to hear the story tonight after this commercial break, and we'll bring up my great friend, my great colleague, my great BFF sister, and I can say CEO, co-founder of Next Level Recovery, Renee Brown, after our commercial break. Peter, back to you.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's networklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here. For those people that are listening in, we're going to do the question and answer. But if you happen to call in and you're a little bit late, you might not be able to call in. But if you do call in and you stay in, even if we go over, you'll still stay connected. So if you're on through the internet connection, you'll drop off after 45 minutes of when we started. So at 9:15 p.m. Eastern. So sorry for that. We'll schedule later. We'll schedule other shows for later. But if you get in on the phone, you will not be disconnected. So we can go as long as we want. So having said that, Jody, thanks for being here, and I can't wait to hear from your fine guest.
Oh, absolutely. And that phone number is 347-237-4097. It's 347-237-4097. So, Renee Brown, oh, you just put a smile on my face when I say your name. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio.
Oh, thanks so much, Jody. What a beautiful introduction. I just enjoy our friendship and just everything that we're able to do together. That's for sure.
For real. I mean, I think that what I'd like to do is just say just a little snippet about what you do to expand on that at Next Level Recovery. Then we want to go into why did you say yes to Healthopedia and what your experience at Boca was, because you just nailed mental health straight, like with no hammer, almost with just barehanded. You do it every single time. So why don't you begin there? Just, you know, a little bit about your facility and your mission.
Absolutely. Well, you know, our journey began at about 20 years ago, my husband and I, Mike Brown and myself. And what we noticed in our community is that at the time, anybody that was suffering with addiction really couldn't get help. Insurance policies weren't covering help for that at the time. And both of us had helped out a mutual friend with his treatment center, and we wanted to do something so that the masses could be helped, versus the 1% who had about $10,000 to $30,000 a month. And that was the cost at that time. And this was, again, about 20 years ago. So with that, we became the very first people to offer a licensed recovery house in Utah. And
I mean,
I'll tell you
the
what.
The first, wow.
Yeah. So it has just made a huge dent in the community, and it's been used for nearly most every pilot program to help others out with addiction or, you know, an underlying condition such as depression, bipolar, any of those type of things, because that certainly plays into addiction and people self-medicating. But that housing, I will tell you what. So at this point, about 10 years ago, we opened up Next Level Recovery. That's a treatment center. We've got clinicians. We've got doctors. And this year, we have Medical Mindshare, which just offers just so much more than what we've been able to offer in the past. But coming back to Sober Living Properties, our recovery housing community, that's just been so near and dear to my heart, Jody, because it makes the biggest difference. It's a social platform versus an offering in, you know, the medicalized space. And I've seen white papers written and submitted into the National Institute of Health nationwide. This is a modality that is making more difference than anything else I've really have seen. And I just really was delighted to participate in Healthopedia and write about and speak about what recovery housing can do to really help cement recovery for any individual, and long-term sustained results.
Without a doubt. And every single time I hear you just peel the layers of the onion back and back and back, I can really, really feel exactly what you're talking about and who you're being about, Renee, because you see, it's the medical piece, but as we talked with Dr. Bill Janicek and you and I on our TV mm-hmm. show on YouTube, when we did this last week on Thursday, Healthopedia 365 on Traverse TV, and we said that social piece, you can do everything as Bill Janicek says, in your meat suit, medically. But if you forget that social piece, so you've really given the anchor to that, and I guess you've also just given quite to your quote, which I quote almost as much as you do, that you had in your chapter. And yes, you can find Renee on her 10 pages in our book, which on Healthopedia, putting together the pieces of foundational health. This is a piece of foundational health. It's that mental health is the piece. And it says 167. Think about it. What is that number, Renee? It's 14, 1, 4, which is 5. And that's the perfect balanced number. No wonder you're on page 167, because you have the perfect balance with this, with anxiety, bipolar, depression, underlying addictions with this. Okay, the medical mind share, then you've got your next level recovery, but then your sober living centers. It's really the grassroots. So 167, every single time you open up that page, think that comes down to that number 5. 1 + 6 = 7. Plus 7 is 14, which 1 and 4 is 5. So you are at the perfect balance. You're the perfect person for this, and you're the perfect person for this quote. With consciousness, passion, and purpose, we can do more. I can't imagine you doing more, but with everything that you got going on, why did you say yes to being a part of Healthopedia? That's the part that I'm still kind of astounded about, because you are the busiest woman in America.
I'm going to tell you what, I love your holistic practices. Whenever I talk to you, you are sharing something with me that maybe I've never heard of, but what you have to tell me about what we're able to do to be healthy and, you know, natural remedies, exercise, spirituality. Well, I'm just going to say Healthopedia is based on foundations of health, which you focus on personally. And what they are is they're spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, social, and financial. And you know what? It takes many different spokes of thought to really maintain and assist wellness and well-being. And you're just always on it. So that's what attracted me to be a part of that group. And, oh, my goodness, that book. I am so grateful for what you put together. We have had quality authors. I mean, we're an international bestseller in 13 countries. I mean, that is amazing. You're attached to an incredible team. And
yes.
I just am so grateful to just be a part of the Healthopedia group.
And thinking about it, as Carrie Fisher in our book, Renee, said, right time, right place, right people, right now, right stuff. Because that is what Healthopedia is about. That's where I was just checking before we got online. Renee, do you know out of the 5 categories that we broke number 1 in 5 categories, you know, 6 months later, which is unheard of, we're still number 1 in those 3 of those 5 categories.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
And that's what we have here. We've got the right stuff. And we certainly created the right stuff down there in Boca. I mean, how long did we hug when we first got to go from 2D, as Kathy Strauss would say, to 3D, where we could actually hug each other?
It was so awesome.
And you know what my husband said, Renee? He goes, who is she? Who gets that long of a hug besides me? I said, Renee?
Oh, you know, I know.
He was not ready for that. He was not prepared for I think, you know, because he's been to so many of these events, but I don't think he was really prepared for the outpouring of love that was between our authors.
You know, that's the truth. I really have enjoyed how connected we all are and that we got to meet up and really just, you know, celebrate the energy that has always been there. And what was just, I mean, there's just no words. It just was so amazing. I'm never going to forget that. That's the truth.
Yeah, and I mean, it was that amazing time. So what made and I'm glad that I could bring out this big shout out to Manny Lopez of in Manifestation Network. And then from the book to the event, what was your takeaway about being able to give your information about Next Level Recovery, living centers, housing, and medical mindshare with some of the finest minds in the world in that room? And what was that like, Renee?
You know, I have to say reciprocity comes to my mind, because all of us offered gold nuggets and tip-top innovation that just blew my mind. It really exceeded my expectations, you know, all the way up to, you know, meeting and talking to Dr. Glenn Ryan, who was so generous with his time, a quantum biologist, you know. We were talking about, you know, the emergence of social health and modalities, and then he spoke. I'm telling you what, the roof just came off again and again, and I'm so appreciative for the work that you did to just pull great minds together, pull authors together. It's an unforgettable experience.
Yes, and you were there with that law of attraction. And I can say, as Bernie Siegel would say, there are no coincidences. Glenn Ryan is on the front. He was actually a replacement for our keynote speaker who ended up having a death in the family. So he comes up there and he goes, "I didn't know I was going to be keynote." I said, "Well, you're key." And he's looking out in the audience and he saw Professor Leonard Sonnenschein, and he said, "I haven't seen you, Professor, for 20 years, but you're the one that saved my life." Y'all, we couldn't make this stuff up. We right time, right place, right people, right stuff. And talking about the right stuff, as we have, you know, every single time we have a new innovation like Peter, we're opening up the lives because we want to share to more lives what we know. And we'll be doing this in just 1 minute. I can certainly say how cool it was. Just once again, I know the right time to call Renee, and you always have a way to plug somebody in. Jace Gold and AJ Barbie of Peak 23 Productions, when our production staff fell apart and the budget went from like $35,000 more than what we have in the budget. Well, that's not going to work. I said, "Renee, I need your help." You're always there, Renee. And look what happened. You brought magic to this event, because it was just like Peter said at the very beginning, it's a friend of a friend of a friend. You've got to meet this person. If you hadn't brought Jace Gold, well, I'm just going to say it this way. I'm so grateful that you brought Jace and AJ Barbie to the level of their expertise was just unheard of. Thank you for having that open heart that you always have.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just grateful for the experience and just from this feeling of just true oneness amongst us all. And, you know, again, that's where health and wellness again lies, is in those relationships and that vibration and what we're feeling, you know, feelings of joy and happiness just really help us. Our mental health, our physical health, it speeds up healing on every single level. It's just one of the keys to life. And you and I try to live and breathe what we preach.
Oh, absolutely. That is the key word of Renee, because Renee, you talk about gratitude, and you know that I was part of the creation of Confidence Tones, this energy frequency healing of all of these tones. We've talked about it on this radio show, but you see when you can go from fear and anxiety to gratitude, you've already shifted away, because it's from gratitude you go down to fear, anxiety, anger, hatred, depression, disease, death. But if you can push yourself through that and see those nuggets, as you talk about it, from anxiety and fear to gratitude, then you get peace, joy, love, passion, and ecstasy. And that, to me, is just a perfect way to say, Peter, what do you mean overdo it, as we used to say with Alvin and the Chipmunks? Let's do it again. Let's spring forward and let's see who's on the line to ask us about Healthopedia, our movement, or mental health with expert Renee Brown. Are you ready, Peter?
I'm ready. So we're going to go to callers calling in from area code 904, and their telephone ends in 16. So if you are in, I'm trying to do it in order in which they called in. So if you're in 904, and then your caller phone number ends in 16, you're first. And then we're going to go to caller number 267, and their phone number is 34. And then we're going to go to another 801 phone number as well. So if you're 904, here we go. We're live.
Okay. And so okay. if Miss 904 out there, if you just go ahead and unmute or whatever you do on that end, and
you're
we'd
unmuted.
Love to hear your name and where you're calling in from. What is your question for Renee or myself?
Renee?
Yes. What I want to ask you about the facility you have there, where do your patients come from? Are they referred by jails or prisons, anything like that? Or do you just kind of are like a general medical facility that they just like call in and make appointments and request to come?
Great
well,
question,
we have, yes, that is. Thanks so much for calling in and asking. So we have a website, and we really have most of our customers are by referral, and they come from all walks of life. And because we have the recovery housing, we can really help and assist anybody on a nationwide level.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
I think her question was, do they come from jails or prisons? Or, like you said, do they come from referrals? Or could they come from jails and referrals? I think this may be one of her questions.
All of the above. So every walk of life, from jail, from prison, from other treatment centers, from 12-step groups, people, caretakers that are looking for a place for their loved one, and maybe they're searching on the Internet, all of the above.
Excellent. Okay, I'm going to mute that call.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ms. 904, for calling in. I think you said the next area code was 267, and what are the last two numbers on that call?
It's going to be 267 and it's 34, and then we're going to move to an 801 number with an 88 at the end. So let's go for 267. And Renee, I'll ask you to repeat their question just in case anybody that might be listening and wasn't able to understand their question. So here we go.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. 267,
you're live.
You are live.
He's having a conversation with somebody else. So we're going to go to the 801. If you're an 8, we'll go back to the 267, gentlemen. If you're an 801 and your ending number is 88, you're going to be live. So here we go.
Yeah, it just seems so daunting when, you know, I have a loved one that I'm looking. What is it you look for when you look online and look at people's websites and call and ask questions? What's exactly the best way to discern what's the best route to go with a loved one for treatment?
Oh, great question. So the question is how do you look for a reputable center on the Internet, online? What questions can you ask? What would you want to look for? And that's a really good question because this gets very tricky. And the first thing I would suggest to make this a lot easier is look for a joint commission or a CARF certification, because those centers are accountable to a third-party agency for safety, how they treat their employees. The employees are randomly interviewed. But I would also say, besides that, is that there's help for dual diagnosis, and that means the mental health, because that is whether somebody is going to talk about it or not, that's always hand in hand. You can't separate that. So that really needs to be a part of the puzzle. Does that help?
And Renee, I'd like you to repeat, I think you used something that was probably a professional term. You said a CARD certification. Can you spell that, and what does that stand for?
Yes, I can. It's an acronym. It's C-A-A-R-F.
And
the
that
other
stands
one,
for? And it
CARF.
Stands for?
CARF. And I'm sorry, I don't know what the acronym spells out to
be.
But
C-A-A-R-F, so it'd be just like PhD after my name. So look for that, ladies and gentlemen. That's very important.
Yes.
I like that.
Or a joint commission. And those are the two only agencies that act as a third party to validate and confirm the quality of a center.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And thank you for asking a very pointed question.
Thank you.
So did that help the gentleman with his question? And do you have anything more specific that you'd like to ask maybe about the nature of your loved one's issues?
No, just that was very helpful. There's a myriad of different choices out there, and it's good to have an idea of which ones stick out from the rest of the pack as being more legitimate with these accreditation programs. So that's great.
And thank you very much for calling in. And frankly, I was just going to say, Peter, the thing that just brought up, Renee, the name of your center, Next Level Recovery, because you are part of a joint commission. You've got a non-for-profit. I'm sure you have this CAR certification. See, those are all things that it's a cut above the rest. So, Peter, who else do we have that's next in line here?
Our 267 went away, and that's it for now. So I guess one of the questions that I know that people have is if Renee could explain again where her website is so people can go look for it.
Yes,
absolutely. It's www.nextlevelrecovery.org. And then I'm going to go ahead and leave the listeners with Sober Living Properties as well, the recovery housing program, and that is www.soberlivingproperties.com.
Well, and Renee, I know that because I've looked up there a million times, and of course you've got it on the top of your head. I was going to look it up, but I know if you're not close to the internet and you're just said, I need some help, what is that phone number? I know it starts with 385, but that's all I know.
Let me leave you with our intake manager's number.
Okay, perfect.
That would be 801-557-9788.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I wanted to just really thank and honor our three callers, even the one that fell off and couldn't come back in and what have you, because from small beginnings, this is what I wanted to share, from small beginnings, you never know when you plant a seed and you think it goes away and you bury it in the ground, guess what? And you just walk away from it when it grows up into an oak tree. Renee, that's what you've done here. I would ask you in with Healthopedia, with Next Level Recovery in the mental health facility. I've never, and I've known a lot of people, I've been doing this for 40 plus 4 years, okay? I've never met someone with such passion, conviction, and just truly, you live your quote, with consciousness, passion, and purpose, we can do more. And I really believe that that is that a quote from Martin Friendship that says, I love his name, and he says, what will you plant into the ground? What is that seed that you're going to plant into the ground? And the way he says it's just like Martin Freeman would say, what will you plant into the ground? And it just resounds when he says this. And by golly, and I was just, it was just amazing, amazing when he said that what you planted into the ground, because you went through this personally and you could have stayed stuck, Renee, in your situation, but you said, I can do more. And then Michael Brown came into your life and you've done that so much more. And so what I want to leave with my audience for everything, I'm going to leave from my final comments, but what piece of wisdom comes up with you with this? And yes, thank you for your adaptability tonight, as this was the first time we did this. Guess what, Renee, we're going to be back and do this again. I can feel this. I can feel what's going to happen here. Yes, and I because I feel you. But what is your last piece of wisdom that you'd like to leave with our audience? And then, of course, Peter's always got our rebroadcast on buildingfortunesradio.com and, you know, /Jody. But I'll make sure that we just post this everywhere on our social media. But what is this last piece of wisdom that you'd like to share, Renee?
You know what? I think I'm going to go back to the social pillar that we brushed upon and just really invite everybody to just review the relationships that they have, because that's such a barometer of our health, no matter who we are and where we're at on the planet. You know, as well as mindfulness, you know, really getting into, you know, the power of now, because when we're in the now, there isn't such a thing as anxiety or depression or any of these things. It's just a great spot to be in with every possibility possible.
And with possibilities, there is possibilities are endless. Think about our co-coach with Les Brown, as he said, it is possible. Know that you can do what only you can do. It's possible. You're possible, but it's possible to find your it, find your passion, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's Healthopedia joining us at the next summit, which the time is to be announced, but we'll be in the Rockies somewhere out west. Join us with the four sites that we're going to be having book signings. So first in May, we'll be in Boca Raton, Florida. The next will be in Denver, Colorado. The next one will be in Los Angeles. And then we wind up with Tom Chesser, because everything's bigger in Texas, in San Antonio, Texas. Think about joining us. Join the movement, because that 1984 goal card, when I came into Hulda Clark's life and said, maybe I'm the person that can carry this long after you're gone. Well, now I'm Hulda Clark's age, and I'm thinking about life's milkshake moment, Renee. Who are my guests on my TV show Thursday night? Are Ivan and Jeremiah Jacobs, are they the finest Gen Z example of the next generation you've seen in a long time? Besides your kids, of course. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. They're just awesome. And that's what we're doing here, mission to fruition. But I think about, Peter, that you said how many lives I've changed. But see, because you gave us this platform, Peter, I'm going to flip it back to you. Because you could have stayed stuck in what you were doing and your little thing, but you wanted to change lives with your multimedia, your Building Fortunes Radio, Humongous Ads, and everything else, and Humongous Classified Ads, to help the small business person. And then you could have stayed stuck with what you had, Renee, but you chose to change lives. That's really what it's all about, isn't it? It's that reciprocity. It just keeps turning. You plant. What will you plant into the ground, ladies and gentlemen, today? Starting with daylight savings time, we're going to be planting our flowers. What would you plant into the ground, and how will it grow in this next day, week, month, it starts with a light, that social pillar. Because as we said, you put your hand on your heart, Renee. You feel it beating. You put your other hand across that right hand. Your heart beats mm-hmm. stronger. We need each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter, for you and tonight, Renee, that I was able to give you and pour into you as you pour into others each and every day to give you some shine. I think about my quote in the book. And yes, yours truly is in the book. I'm in page 97 of the physical pillar. And my quote is, miracles occur every day. Beckon them in. What miracle will you beckon in by hearing the information that Renee gave, that gentleman that called in? Now he's going to know a first-class site to go to, a first-class facility. And now that young lady that spoke about, she'll be able to refer people not only from facilities, but people that are the underserved in jails and so on. Because guess what? You
Absolutely.
Beckon that in. You have beckoned that in. And so until next time, and by the way, Building Fortunes Radio audience, we will be doing this next week. Will be Kathy Strauss, our creation year coach, who created our beautiful, beautiful graphic on our book. And she has so much to share the same way with creating this in the emotional pillar. And we're just going to keep this going on and on
oh,
and on.
So we feel amazing. She is incredible.
You know, I didn't know that you could be a photographer with three hands. She was selling books from the back and doing her photography. I thought she was going to take a few pictures. Renee, I didn't know it was going to be 450. So get ready for this and get ready for reaching out to us. You can find us on Healthopedia 365, which is our Instagram account. You can find us on Healthopedia on Facebook, Healthopedia on LinkedIn, which is a brand new page. Our YouTube channel is Healthopedia 365 because you need it every single day for those miracles to beckon in. Because Renee, Peter, I'm going to say jointly, in separate ways but collectively, you are our miracles in my life for sure. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent. So I just want to make sure I got this right. Yep, Renee, I just want to make sure we have this right because I think you mentioned your website as a .org. But I'm pretty sure it's a .com because I looked under next. Okay. So nextlevelrecovery.com will pull up, and then you'll be able to see some information, and you're saying the .org will work as well. Okay, perfect.
Exactly.
So I know, Jody, I don't want to tell you your schedule, but we have to have Renee come back because there's a lot of other questions.
I know. Yes, because now that – and thank you for letting us break the ice with our Q&A, and guess what? We're going to do it again, even in a bigger way, because with Renee, it's with passion and purpose, we can do more, and I know there's always more. I agree with you. I agree with you, Peter, wholeheartedly. And so tonight, Peter, yes, we say it's a wrap because HAP stands for Healthopedia. It's a wrap because HAP is where it's at. Back to you, Peter.
And we're going to make sure this is posted again. If you remember Renee Brown, she's going to have a guest page, and we'll make sure these links and anything else is associated with that guest page as well. So just remember Renee. And if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jodee, that's J-O-D-E-E, you're going to be able to hear this and share it with other people as well. And as someone who has dealt with this challenge associated with addiction and all that other sort of stuff with members of my family, I'll share with you. It'll wipe you out, meaning like mentally, physically, financially, if you don't have the right help. So that's why I'm so anxious to be able to take callers and have you back and handle all the misinformation, if you will, that might be associated with this, and now even more so with the challenges associated with, you know, the deadly drugs that are pouring across the border. Not to get political, but I mean, this is an epidemic among unbelievable proportions. So we're done. Thanks for being here. Thanks, Renee, and thanks, Jody. We'll see you next week on Building Fortunes Radio.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.